You're listening to Creative Thursday, episode number 177. Welcome to Creative Thursday with Marisa Ann Cummings. We're talking all things life, business, and creativity intended to inspire and empower you wherever you are on your creative journey, both personally and professionally. Thank you for listening. Hello, friends. How are you? How are you feeling? I hope this episode finds you on April 2nd, 2020. I hope this episode finds you safe and healthy and well. I am thinking of you. And today I'm going to be sharing a conversation with you with a dear friend and my trusted financial strategist, Claire Van Holland. You may remember in the early podcasting days, Claire was one of my guests. Episode number 67, Financially Empowering the Creatives, which is precisely what I want to share with you today. So yesterday, I came across a post of a business owner setting up a GoFundMe to help pay for employees, or I'm not entirely sure. And I thought, well, wait a minute, isn't there relief coming, you know, before? And you can certainly do this. There is no right or wrong. I must preface this by saying, do whatever feels best for you, as I always say. But it seems as if there is relief coming from our government here in the United States to help small business owners, specifically small business owners, keep their employees on payroll. And so I reached out to Claire and I said, there are options for this, right? And would you want to come and speak on my Instagram about it? And she said, yes, I want to speak everywhere. And she was holding a webinar today, which when I get a replay link from her, stay tuned, stay in touch, as I would like to forward it to you. We just impromptu yesterday decided to start having this conversation because I also started applying for opportunities through the SBA. And I thought, as I learn more, I want to share it with you. And I will keep this intro brief. As I've also learned, if I want to share more with you, I have to just get to the point quicker. So my point is this. There are three. I am not a financial expert, and I encourage you to do what feels best for your business, but I also encourage you to research this and sign up, because you may have relief coming to you that can just help you, help your family, help you take care of your business, your customers, your collectors, your students, and also any employees and even contract employees. And if it's available and it's an unprecedented time, this has never existed before. I have never considered applying for a small business loan because everything, even when I was just beginning, I first of all felt overwhelmed by it, but I also, everything I heard was they didn't understand, I didn't think anyone was giving a loan to an artist or self-employed creative, or maybe even for a while, I've heard online businesses. A lot of traditional loan institutions don't understand what a lot of us do for work, but they understand now. They're definitely coming to understand now, as a lot of the online businesses are the ones that are able to maneuver the quickest and hopefully keep going and help other people to keep going and growing during this time. So I wanted to just address it with you right away and also say, you know, I think I don't want to project you, this may not be you, but sometimes I think people feel awkward about asking for support or financial assistance and taking advantage of the assistance that's available to them. And I would say now is not that time, and that there is never to be shame with getting the assistance that you need or that is coming to you, because it's been set up to take care of you and your business. And everyone involved with your business. So now is the time. And I do talk about this when in my conversation with Claire, but it does take a little pulling of things together. However, it changes day by day. So Claire will go over this with you, but right at the top, I just want to say there are three areas that self-employed business owners, creatives, freelancers, if you have independent contractors who work for you, if you just work for yourself, if you have a payroll of people, you've really taken a very big hit in this business. You must know about these opportunities, research them, see if they feel right for you, and please, please also take advantage of them. So the first is the SBA.gov, and there is a, I'm going to pull up my windows, so I'm still trying to get all the lingo. Right, so the CARES Act was passed last Friday, March 27th, on 2020, and it stands for Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security. So there is the CARES Act. There are automatically, depending upon what your income was over the last year or the last time you filed your taxes, there's some relief coming to families in America already. What I'm sharing with you today is related to small business, and it's the SBA.gov. And there is also the opportunity, which I always assumed unemployment was just for someone who had a paycheck, a regular paycheck and a job. But I believe now there is also the opportunity for self-employed, creatively self-employed, to apply for unemployment. I have not gone through that process yet, but will and can report back to you. And I believe it may be starting tomorrow, but there is the Paycheck Protection Program. It's called the PPP. And this is specifically for small businesses to pay their employees, not to be confused with full-time employees, but also contract employees. Like I have a virtual assistant, and these are possibly forgivable loans. So the PPP program, I just researched a little, is going to be in the SBA. And yes, it starts April 3rd, small businesses and sole proprietorships, which is me. And then April 10th, independent contractors and self-employed individuals can apply for and receive loans to cover their payroll and other expenses through existing SBA lenders. So first and foremost, you want to follow all of these various sites. It is changing all the time. Claire says this right at the opening. So pay attention for when you are listening to this. Today is today, but afterwards it may change again as this pandemic that we are currently experiencing is a moment by moment, day by day. Nobody's experienced this before. Time in your life and business. So just stay up to date and know that there are a lot of options out there that maybe you didn't think you qualified for, because there is also an EIDL loan that you can apply for. It's very quick. I've noticed now, I think some people are referring to it as like a $10,000 grant. It can also be $10,000 of it may also be forgiven right away. Yeah, they're calling it a grant for those who submit an application. So I submitted for a disaster loan because I'm in California and COVID-19 is affecting my state, pretty much all of them at this point. I submitted for that, but then just in the time that I submitted, they added an additional $10,000 option for small businesses. And this may come to you whether or not you qualify for the full loan. So that's happening right now. And you do want to move on these opportunities as fast as you can, because there's no time like the present. And don't hesitate to reach out to your mortgage company also, possibly for a pause. It's really important that you know that they're not just going to your banks, your credit cards, your companies aren't just going to say, oh yes, if we offer this to you, then you're automatically given that opportunity. No, you need to be in touch with your bank, your credit card company, your mortgage company, and make requests. You have to ask for what you need, and you may have to get paperwork together. You may have to be on hold for a while. You may be in a system that is bogged down. Just hang in, keep going. That's my Cliff Notes version of what Claire and I talk about. We go into more in our conversation, so I'm going to include that here. This was from our Instagram live yesterday that I hope I'll also be adding the video to IGTV someday when it feels like it can load it up there. But for now, I wanted to put it in the podcast because it's very timely. And Claire has, as she says in the conversation, she has graciously offered to be available if you have questions. And so I'm going to give you her Instagram handle also right at the top. It's at and Claire, CLAIREVANHOLLAND. So Claire Van Holland, all one word, on Instagram is probably the best way to reach out to her through DMs there. All right, my friends, here is Claire in my conversation. I hang in. And of course, as always, don't hesitate to reach out to me if there's something that you would like for me to research and get more information on. I intend to be an ongoing place during this time and all times on this podcast to share as much knowledge and insight and some facts. Why is that word so hard to say? Some facts to share with you as well. And I have been still podcasting up a storm, meaning on the side. I have some really great guests coming, so plans up my sleeves. More is always coming, pivoting, moving to support and help you as much as I can. And so do step up, lean in, get help where you need it, and enjoy my conversation with Claire. Hello, friends. How are you? It's Marisa and Creative Thursday here with you. So this is an impromptu live in support of the artists, the makers, the freelancers, the small business owners. And I was having a conversation with a friend and someone I also work with about the financial situation around small business and what can we do. I've also seen videos of people setting up GoFundMe pages, and I know friends that have laid off employees. I just know that we are in we're in an extraordinary time. And so we wanted to jump on and share some thoughts with you today. I wanted to invite Claire to come on and talk with you, and I'll be talking with her audience as well as the creative who did. I applied for some small business loans through the SBA, Small Business Administration. Forgive me, I've been talking a lot today. And I want to share my side of that story with you. I also live with Sean, who is a creative, and he does not have work right now as an in-person improv and comedy sketch writing teacher. So what about filing for unemployment? And I wanted Claire to come on and speak with you today because she is really extending her knowledge and guidance to her community. She's going to be doing a webinar tomorrow that I'm sure she can invite you to as well to get even more details. And she's just really passionate about helping creatives, especially on the financial side. So Claire, I see your request. I'm going to go ahead and bring you on. I haven't done this in a while, so yay, here you go. All right, it's waiting for Claire Van Holland, and hopefully we'll be able to save this. Hello, Claire.
How are you?
Oh my goodness, it's good to see you. We're from
I know, it's It's good to see you too.
We're from our quarantine at home.
I know, right? Let me position this so that the lighting is like better. I'm always
Yes.
like, what part of the day is it? And how do I get this? Okay. I think this is good.
Yeah, so we just want to talk. What do we do, Claire? What do we do? It seems like every single day, the financial state, the length of time that we may be in home. So we are also both in California, so we can focus on that as well. I'm in Los Angeles. Claire's close by in Pasadena. I'm like in central LA, and we were one of the first to have businesses closed down, I think, in this country. So we are feeling all of the different experiences around that, different businesses experiencing that. So we just want to open up a dialogue, but also, Claire, I'm going to hand it over to you because this is your level of expertise. So please, I'll just tell you really quick. I saw that someone had, and I know GoFundMe is certainly an option for raising funds, but I thought, well, it didn't our government just pass bills and legislation and everything to support small business owners, especially also creatives? And wouldn't we try to, take advantage of those resources before we call upon the community who may all be feeling the pressure in different ways of this experience, like go there first and then take it to the next level? So I said, am I missing something and what's available to us? So Claire offered to come and join us, and I think this is going to your followers as well, Claire.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, so the first and biggest money piece of advice I could give is for no one to do anything super drastic with their money. Like to, maybe for example, let's say you've got investments and then you see that the market is just taking a free fall right now. Don't uninvest, don't pull out. Like it's just, we just have to ride the wave and the market will eventually get better. For folks who have a lot of cash, it might be a good time to invest. But I think that the biggest concern that everyone really has, regardless of their income level, is really just holding on to our cash because we literally don't know what's going to happen. And so, with that said, there are so many different options available to us that the government is quickly, and as you mentioned early, on a moment-to-moment basis, changing and making available not just, to a very small limited pool of people, but extending the guidelines and stipulations that allow people to access that money and help them stay afloat, whether it's at an individual level or at a business level. And so right now really is the time to start paying attention and really understanding where you fit into larger scope of all of it, especially as it evolves literally second to second, because I'm sure that now that we're having this conversation, things have probably even changed since we've started. I mean, and that's really just kind of how quickly and amazingly these resources are moving for us just to help everyone survive.
Where is the first question that comes to mind? Where's the best place to stay up to date with the changes as they happen? Is there like one website that we can go to or?
Unfortunately, not. I mean, I would say that the most reputable, which is probably not going to be the easiest either to navigate, are all of the direct government websites. I mean, honestly, because you can always follow the news, and periodicals, but we can also assume that it's timely in that they might have reported on something yesterday, but any new updates are not going to be reflected in anything that we're reading. So really the best bet is to go directly to the, state, the federal SBA itself, just to find out all of the actual updates as they're making them, local, state, federal, honestly, because otherwise, again, I think that anything else we might be reading just isn't fast enough to keep up with all of the changes that are happening.
Yeah, I, for instance, was applying for a small business loan and it changed. It was a few days. It also is worth saying, and I won't go into too much detail so I can hand it back over to you, but
it can take hours to navigate these websites, to pull together the paperwork that you need, and just know that going in, and don't allow it to be a reason not to do it, because there is some relief available that can also help you hire back people. You know, if you have employees, I mean, is there more than there's ever been, because this is such an unprecedented time, would you say?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we're talking about anywhere from, you know, 300 billion, I think, for EDIL, which is crazy.
You know, I know what that means. Will you explain what does EDIL stand for?
It's
disaster.
Yeah. So let me give you the full acronym. I'm going to go off of my notes here because I'm like building this for my presentation tomorrow as well. But EDIL stands for the Economic Disaster Impact Loans. And that was a type of loan that had already been in existence pre-corona even, pre-corona. But what has changed over the last few weeks specifically is that they've really extended who it's available to. And not only that, but if you were to say have applied for the same loan even 2 weeks ago, the difference between the application process then versus literally today is like night and day. So I'm sorry for anyone who may have tried going through this process previously, because it was not an easy feat. But if you were to go through that now,
I was one of those people. I started it and it was taking me hours because the site was so trafficked. And then I wanted to get back to this paperwork, and then I got back into work and I didn't get back to it, I think, for a week, and then it changed. And part of what happened for me is they sent me an email and said, by the way, we have just made $10,000 available. Even if you've applied for this loan and maybe you may or may not qualify, this is something new that we've added that may or may not even, you know, it may be, is it forgivable is the term? Like, you may not be responsible for paying that back if they're giving you this loan now.
Exactly.
And that changed. And I could not get back in. I could not log back into what I was doing before. So I just applied for the new way, and I thought, I'm not going to wait. I'm just going to sit. And I spent about 4 hours yesterday doing all of this.
Wow. It took you 4 hours?
Yeah.
Wow.
And this is where I really appreciate you, Claire, because, you know, I also love my accountant, but they're gone. Like, some financial people are not working right now because their offices are closed. They're hard to get a hold of. And when I was going through this, I also thought, or maybe they're not even as familiar with technology. Like, how many people are just now figuring out Zoom? That's fantastic. It's a tool I've been using for over 2 years, and people are finally embracing that we have this capability, like even what we're doing right now. So the short version is, I thought, wow, it would be really helpful to have someone be able to talk you through this process, because I'm pulling all my liabilities, my debts, and everything from my home to my car, like everything is included in it, to my business, you know, expenses, like what's coming. I was actually Googling terms and I'm like, wait, where's a net worth calculator? Wait, how do I figure this out? So I just thought, I'm going to do it, and I'm not going to shy away from whatever the time it takes, because it will be worth it to go through the process. And simultaneously, I was saying at the opening, so Sean is officially unemployed from the Groundlings, which we don't know when that theater is opening again where he can teach classes. And he's been through it before. Actors in LA have often, you know, will know how to fill out, or freelancers. My neighbor is a set decorator. They know how to go on unemployment in between jobs during that time. So he's familiar with it. It also took him about 2 hours to go through that process.
Yeah, it's if you don't have the numbers immediately ready, and then of course, like, understanding the verbiage for sure.
Verbiage.
I can probably take much longer because you want to make sure that your I's are dotted and your T's are crossed and that everything is just exactly as it should be to make yourself as eligible as possible for anybody that might be reviewing those forms. So I totally get it. It makes sense. For those who do have their numbers intact.
I do. Claire can vouch for me. This girl has her numbers. I can pull it up and it's still, I have a lot of different numbers. Like I juggle a lot of things. I've been open about the fact that I'm still carrying like debt from when I started my business, but now I'm a homeowner. So I'm glad I chose to invest in this area, but I'm juggling lots of different things. So I'm maybe more complex in that I have a lot I keep track of. But still, it wasn't, I don't have that much complication, and it was still a bit of a process. So maybe even when you said CARES, what does that acronym stand for? And is this the bill that was passed just last week? And
yes.
Addendums are coming to that. So Claire, I hand it over to your expertise. What does that mean?
Yeah, okay, CARES. That's actually a great question because I don't even know what the acronym is. I've been putting together all of the like, just kind of like touch points on like what each individual piece is, but not once have I actually wondered what.
What does CARES? I was like, is Claire talking about that bill? And hello, Keita, good to see you. If you're joining us live and hanging with us live, we promise to make this topic entertaining and fun. It's meant to bring relief and also guidance. There is a ton of information. I'm relying upon news. I'm personally going to SBA.gov, IRS.gov. I'm trying to find all of the information where I can. But today when I reached out to Claire, I thought, I don't think we're spreading the word. And for a while, we really couldn't because no legislation had been passed. I mean, we're even in LA. One of the things I've done as well is we have given the option, put a pause on our mortgage, but you have to know that you have to request that. And you want to request it now. Like I think also you want to be taking action as fast as possible. And this isn't going to sound very hopeful, but Sean and I together waited 4.5 hours. The phone was on hold. We just traded it in between projects we were working on because some of their people are out sick. So they're understaffed and they are getting flooded with calls. And it's not just something they're going to give you. You have to request it. And I say, take whatever you can get right now that could alleviate stress or take a little bit of pressure off. You don't have to use it. You can keep paying it. And technically it is all due at the end of 3 months, all 3 months, but it buys you a little time. It buys all of us a little time to see what's happening. If something else comes up that we need to invest in first, it just grants us that. And I have more to say about it, but I don't want to go too far. CARES.
So CARES. No, so it stands for Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security Act, was officially signed into law as of March 27th last week. So now we know. And it represents basically about $2.2 trillion, which is the largest economic stimulus plan in U.S. history. So it is a pretty monumental moment for the government to extend its help to citizens in the United States. Basically with this, we're looking at kind of a ticking, clock. There's only so much available and we've got the entire country. It's like a dog eat dog world right now. The faster that folks can start getting up to speed and obtaining the right information around what this looks like, what these requirements are for these different loans, then the sooner you will have to potentially get this money in your hands, whether it's in the form of the grant or the grant and the loan, or it's the PPP, some combination of all three, it now is absolutely the time to act. And it looks like too, there's a number of moratoriums and deferrals and levels of forgiveness that are being given at a state, federal, and local level. Obviously, every single jurisdiction is going to be different. So I know, for example, folks in Glendale, California, have some sort of moratorium where they don't have to pay rent for another 60 days, I think, something like that. A girlfriend of mine just told me that that was in place for her. And I imagine that City of Los Angeles probably already has something rolled up that I'm just not even privy to at this point. But I'm sure there is something for both mortgages at a residential and personal level, as well as for paying rent. So the best thing to do is to go to the city website just to see what kind of things they're passing, because even though we're all quarantined, I imagine federal and local and government, anybody right now is working quickly just to make sure that everything is enacted as quickly as possible. So whether or not you are in, like, for example, the City of Los Angeles or the County of Los Angeles or somewhere else, whatever that county is, whatever that city is, whatever that state is, I encourage everyone to just keep bookmark these websites so that you can see all the updates being made. I personally live in Pasadena, and one of the things that I found out soon after we went into quarantine was that they put a stop on, like, street cleaning tickets, which I know isn't, like, that big of a deal, but I'm like, I was really excited about it. It was just like, oh, great. I don't
that
have to worry
really
about
it. Good to know. We have it too. We park on the street. That's a $70 ticket.
$70. And I can't even tell you guys, embarrassingly, how many tickets in 2020 alone I was getting. It was getting, like, it was to the point of, like, how am I not remembering this? But anyways, to see that that went through, you know, it's little things like that. And just knowing, okay, like, they're giving us a little bit of time, a little bit of space to just at least get our bearings, you know? And so I think we take it. The other thing, and I'm kind of jumping all over the place, but the other thing that I recently found out, and I'm going to pull up my own slides here, so bear with me for a second, but you know, credit cards, I think there's a lot of credit cards that are being forgiven, meaning they're going to let you not pay for a couple of months without penalty, potentially, or lower interest. You know, again, every single credit card, every single bank is going to be different. But I just found out today that Amex is allowing us to skip 2 months of payment without penalty, which is amazing because I have two American Express cards. So, you know, and those interest rates are really high. And so understanding, like, what tools and resources we have available to us is literally just a matter of asking and researching. And I think everyone would be surprised to find out that there are so many things to at least help us all keep cash in our pockets for as long as we need it, and for all of the things that really, really matter, like food and, you know, whatever other type emergency thing, hopefully not, that might pop up. So,
yeah. So what would be the first thing that someone would do? Where would you send them, especially as, let's say, self-employed? Because the other thing I heard that I was trying to understand is that certain categories of creative workers. Like, I've never, as a self-employed artist, ever considered filing for unemployment. I've never thought that I would qualify for that. And some of what I heard on the news was that there are new boundary, or I don't know, new rules about that. Is that true? Or what would be the first steps, and then specifically maybe for creatives and self-employed?
Yeah. So, I mean, based on what I know, especially under CARES Act and as it applies to the available loans, specifically the PPP, and PPP standing for the payment, the Paycheck Protection Program, a lot of P's, tongue twister, but through the PPP and through the EDIL expansion, a lot of people are actually eligible. And if I were to just quickly go through this list of eligibility, we're looking at people who are self-employed. So what is self-employed? Self-employed people specifically, and according to this list, include sole proprietors, which, by the way, doesn't matter if you've officially applied to be a sole proprietor. You know what I mean? Like, just filling out the paperwork with the state, whatever, doesn't matter. If you are operating as a sole proprietor in any sort of way, even unofficially, side hustlers, you've got a side hustle that you're making, you know, you're making a thing and you made some money on it, and now all of a sudden you're not, you can actually apply for this according to how we're reading it. Freelancers, independent contractors, so you're not getting taxes taken out of your paycheck. People who have income property, you know, maybe you say you have an Airbnb in your garage that you're operating out of and making money from, and now all of your bookings have stopped because of all of this. Well, you are definitely considered as part of the self-employed bucket. Other self-employed folks include single member LLCs, single member S corps, and single member C corps. So it's a really, really wide range of self-employed.
So is single member meaning you don't have employees, single member, or you don't have partners?
So it means that you are the only, that you don't have employees and you're the only person in your company.
Yeah. Because the thing I thought that was interesting a lot of times too, when I heard this rolling out, I thought, oh, well, these loans are just for businesses, that small business that have employees, in order for them to be able to hire the employees back, which there are special packages for that. But then as I was listening more, I did see someone ask an expert a question about being self-employed. Her husband was self-employed and they had no employees. And that was it. Thank you. The PPP, the Paycheck Protection Act, I think that is. So that would be something separate that you would have to fill out, right?
Yeah, that's totally separate. And that's, again, while it applies to everyone, the people who it will absolutely benefit most, the Triple P program, let's just call it. So the Triple P program will benefit especially companies who have run payroll over the course of 2019, let's say. So if it is, and so for example, I'm an S corp, a single member S corp, and by law and by requirement for having an S corp, I have to run a formal payroll to pay myself, as opposed to an LLC, take distributions or whatever. And so what, as part of the application for the Triple P loan program, I have to do a calculation of my payroll expenses over the course of a certain window of time. And it, you know, and they have like a list of just exactly what these things include, because it's not just payroll. If I was, for example, say electing into like a group benefit, health benefits for my company, why would I? I mean, I'm a single member, but if I did for some reason, then that would get rolled into the calculation, as well as any sort of like paid time off that I would have allowed myself as a single member LLC, which again, I did not, but those are the sorts of things that we would include as part of the calculation in reporting and applying for the Triple P program. And then what it is, because with the Triple P program, assuming that you do get approved for it, the way in which you use those funds has to be very, very meticulous, very, very specific, because if that is tracked and recorded accurately, then there is the opportunity to get up to 100% loan forgiveness, which is completely bonkers. But that's where someone, you know, something like, again, just having the most meticulous like record keeping as a result of all of this really comes into a huge, huge benefit, because that way all of your cards are laid out on the table and there really is no additional question around what activity transpired, because you have it ready to go.
Yeah. It's a good nod towards regular bookkeeping.
Regular bookkeeping, the thing that most people hate to do.
I know. I'm like, totally, thank you for being with us live still. I'm like, how long will we get to keep people? We have to. This is important. And I know you know this, and my heart is going out to everyone. I have no idea how I'm going to fare through all of this. No idea. Like, I am every one day at a time. I don't have any any strength or clarity other than I know I'm resourceful and I know that I've made it through challenging times and living on the edge with my business and 2008, which is now a totally different crisis, but I did make it through that. I did develop new income streams that I'm so thankful for now at that time. And so I just, you know, I felt this, Claire, and this is what I ask, how do we, and for you who are here live, please feel free also to ask questions of both of us, or anything that you want to know, we'll try to like figure it out together. How do you keep from, there was a moment where I was starting to fill this out, or we almost hung up on the mortgage company that took 4.5 hours to cold for, where you want to shut down. It's too much, right? It's just all too much. You're like, ah. But you're so thankful after you take the time to do it because you realize this could just buy me time, save me time. This could be, and you know, help my business. It might be a forgivable loan, which is just unbelievable. And meaning you're not having to pay it back. And yet you want to shut down because maybe it's numbers or it's government's language, or maybe they changed it from the last time you logged in. How do you guide your clients to not do that right now, but to really stick with it?
I mean, honestly, I'm offering myself as a resource to every single one of
Claire
my
is offering herself as a resource. I will have her on the podcast. She's been on before. Back in the day, we were having audio difficulties, but it was still so valuable. My audio is in good shape now, Claire. And yes, I know she's offered to be everywhere. So that is really generous of you.
I mean, honestly, this stuff is absolutely and without question one of the most stressful things to deal with, and then no less going to a government website at any level and just facing the overwhelm, and because you don't know where to go, you don't know what to say, you don't even know what they're talking about half the time. And so it's just like, I don't know, there's money out there and I need it, but I'm literally just,
I'm like a deer in the headlights.
Absolutely. Yeah. And you know, it's going to be slightly different for everyone, obviously, depending on what your situation is, of course. But my recommendation is if anybody gets stuck, like, honestly, just, I am here. Like, I am a person to talk to. I'm going through the exact same thing. We all are. That's the only thing that kind of makes me feel better about this is that we are all literally the same right now. Like,
you
know,
all in it together of all different levels. Like, you'll think that I'm small business, I run lean, you know, I have freelance employees, but I do have them and I want to keep them. And I also, you know, learn from mentors who have multiple seven-figure businesses and they have huge staff and they're trying to figure out how to keep all of that going. Like, there's a stress level of having a ton of overhead. And then just the small business, like I think of my retailers, my artist friends who also have shops, who had warehouses, who have very successful artist businesses that have had to lay off employees, shut things down. It's, you know, I do lean towards optimism. That's just, I think, how I'm built. I came in the world this way, and I know we're getting through all of this, but I also understand the gravity of this situation, and just, I also want to do whatever I can to help during this time. And yeah, I'm figuring it out with you, but yeah, I think I have appreciated so much within our, I say like our community, our Instagram collective community, how many people are jumping on live, taking this opportunity to share with people in all these ways, from artistic expression to business knowledge and guidance. And I am so thankful that we are here. I'm not always a fan of social media. I'm not. I'm honest about it.
I don't think anyone is really, but,
is amazing.
Yeah, no, the collaboration element that social media has really brought along in all of this has been amazing. And I mean, money aside, it represents this opportunity to just provide whatever service we can and overlook the monetary aspect of it, because right now is a situation where we can just naturally assume that 98% of everybody has no money. We can just assume that. And if they do, no one's really willing to relinquish it on, you know, seemingly frivolous things. For the folks who have it, great. But I would say that I think safe to say that the majority is represented by the fact that no, not everybody has 3 months of savings. I'm sorry. And I'm starting to actually personally get tired of some of these financial, you know, talking heads and folks online being like, well, here are the things that you should do. And it's like, well, guess what? It's April 1st and we're in this situation. And no, I don't have 3 months of savings. So then what? Like, how is anything you're saying going to really help me in this moment right now? You know, and while I don't all the way know the answer to that, I think that the best thing that at least helps me feel a little bit better is not only just knowing that we're all in this together, but just being able to provide any help that I can and any support in whatever ways that I can. And, you know, in this, as it pertains to CARES specifically, just maybe helping navigate that process with folks on an individual level, because it does require, you know, this meticulous record keeping that you're gonna have to put forward. You know, it is dealing with like all of this, you know, these like numbers that maybe we don't really want to be looking at, but we're gonna have to report in order to get the help that we need. So that process in and of itself is a whole other topic I can go and do a whole diatribe on, as we've done in the past, the emotions of finance and how it really affects us. But right now, I feel like we kind of have to, as much as I hate to say it because it goes against my own, you know, principles to some degree, but we kind of have to just as much as possible move past the emotions of it if we're going to get shit done. That's it, right? Like, if we're going to keep alive, if we're going to survive and beyond that, you know, thrive, not to sound totally cliche, we've got to just move past the emotions. And as you and Sean did, literally be, you know, expect to stay on the phone for 4 hours with the mortgage company, with the state, you know, government, with the California Franchise Tax Board or whomever, to make sure that we're in a place where we can safeguard our liquidity and safeguard our, you know, any kind of nest that we have of cash, so that it can be used in the right way.
Yeah, you just want to utilize the options that are available to you. I think I'm just going to, you know, project, and I don't want to, but I think a lot of people associate getting assistance, you know, seeing someone talk about earlier, like it's hard to ask for help and getting assistance can feel like have maybe shame attached to it in certain ways. I think at this point on so many levels, all of that nonsense really that's been in our brains, the judgment that we put on things is gone. And in a good way, because everyone is going through it on some level together. So it's just time to not worry about that. It's time to be willing to put the time in and to take, you know, advantage of the resources that are available to us and keep having conversations. What the person in our mortgage company said was, Pepita, it's a place of business. She's here. Here's a little Chihuahua love for you. to keep it light. They were saying that they can't at this time, because this is the big thing with rent and mortgage. And I guess I heard that people in LA were protesting at the moment to have rent completely stopped, because the pause is nice. However, the way that it is set up is that you are expected to have all 3 months of your mortgage or your rent due in 3 months. But the reason people are pausing is because they may not have any income now. So if they don't have income and savings to pay for it now, I don't see how having it all in 3 months is going to work. So what I'm going to tell you may be helpful for you if you haven't gotten on the phone yet. they were saying that if we get into 2 months and we realize that we can't do all three at the end, we want to call ahead 30 days. I've made this mistake in my life where I've sat on the sidelines because I didn't want to deal with it for whatever reason. And I don't do that anymore. It's just like a wise business person experience now. I'm like, okay, what day is that? 30 days. Okay, great. I need to know that I have that option to start talking about how they will then, I don't know the term or if I fully understood it, but put the mortgage payments on the back of your mortgage. They can't do that now because if they agree to everyone kind of technically really being on pause and not coming up with the funds, they don't know, as we don't know, how long this is going to go. So they can't set themselves up for, oh my goodness, now we're in this 6 months or longer. So they're sort of doing a wait and see of 3 months. But if you don't request it, don't take advantage of it, put something in writing to your landlord, call your mortgage company, you could really need that availability and not have it. Same with if you don't reach out to the government at this time and apply for what is available to you at such an unprecedented time, you may not be able to get it. I don't know how they will handle. I know statistically this was the highest unemployment rate filing ever. You know, we will trust that they're doing their best to, you know, try to take care of the magnitude of this situation, but it is upon each of us as individuals and people like Claire and I who want to support you from a business and finance perspective to go ahead and take steps in this direction because we can't just assume it will be given to us. And, you know, the way we look at it, we want to be saving that money anyway, as if we're paying it. We're not just trying to be irresponsible and be like, weehee, not that we can go anywhere right now anyway, or go to eat. But, you know, we want to act as if it's all going, but have options. And I do have to ask you, though, because I've been encouraging people, and especially for my artists, because we are not, quote unquote, seen as a necessity product. And at the same time, I know all of us, myself included, are appreciating the arts even more because of what they bring to our life and our homes and everything. So the other thing I feel and I hope will not happen, or there will be massive more repercussion, is that we all freeze and that we don't, you know, make a small investment or support a small business or support a restaurant doing takeout. I've been intentionally trying to highlight some of my favorite businesses and make a point of small business, especially how can I support them? How can I take what's coming in for me and how can I hand that back out into the world so that it doesn't become a complete
dense?
Yeah.
I think that's the best we can do, honestly, is to provide support in that way, or any money that we can allocate to maybe even a small restaurant for takeout or for meal prep. That's, you know, amazing, honestly, just amazing. And for anyone who is continuing to get sales right now, because I know that they are out there. Yeah. That's incredible. It's incredible. Like, I'm like, it's a miracle. Like, that's a blessing and a miracle. And I hope that continues for as long as it needs to. I mean, surprisingly, I have a handful of clients who I had originally predicted at the very beginning of this would probably do better, you know, than others. As we start to categorize, at least within small business and not against the original, like the official non-essential versus essential. But to me, it was like, well, but what do people really need? You know, and right now, well, all of the schools are shut down. So everyone's getting homeschooled. I have a children's book publisher that's a client of mine. So I was like, wow, like, I actually feel like they would do quite well with all the homeschooling, you know, wanting to just kind of extend curriculum. But that's been really, you know, it's been really tough for them. Another client who I thought would do quite well right now is my they have a company that it's like it's baby food delivery service, which again, with so many limited resources, I was like, that seems like food delivery at your home is kind of the way to go, you know? And even they were just like, things are really tough right now. And it just, it's been surprising to me, like what has been succeeding versus not. And again, I can only speak for within my own, you know, small circle of clients. I'm sure that that is completely different case, you know, for other folks. And I certainly hope it is, you know, through small business support that continues. But yeah, it's, who even knows? It's so tough to say who is getting and receiving, you know, the support that they need and still able to sustain themselves.
Well, I do think, and this leads us into a different topic, and I want to keep you here forever. Also, Instagram will kick us off soon. But I think that that's also, you know, I encourage you, my computer light here, I encourage you to think about, as business owners, as artists, you know, think about what people do need and don't hesitate to offer services that you have, you know, give in generous ways that you can, and also offer what you can provide, you know, for sale as well. And don't hold back from that, because there are people that are still working and can, you know, pay you for that and may want to support your business in that way. I've really love the artists that I'm on their email list, and they, you know, we're always, well, most of us are, so we're always so thankful. All so many small business owners, we're thankful for the support, but also just, you know, being open and transparent with what's happening. Like, we're still shipping this, or we have had to close our warehouse, but we, or my dance studio is also closed right now. Like, communicating with their people, it just really connects you to your audience, and letting people know that it matters. Every single thing matters. Everything you did to help someone get here, we all thank our clients and our collectors, matters. And we are so thankful. And I just communicate and don't hesitate to offer new ways of doing business, or, you know, services you can provide as a gift right now. It just, there's so many different ways to approach this. I know for certain there will be new paradigms and new opportunities that are born out of this experience. I think all of us are evaluating and reevaluating where any one of us are in both business and in life. We have been taken to a place of quiet, not by choice. And what will that stillness on some level, what will come out of that and become something more for the new normal, the future that we are heading into? And to really set yourself up now, however you can, hang in and prepare for what's to come, and prepare for selling more art again, because people are really going to appreciate that gift of that beauty that you can share on all levels of expression. And we will be inspired, Claire. If we weren't now, we will be, have your bookkeeping in order so that you can be prepared to handle anything. Like, don't just do it at tax time, but maybe do it a couple other times throughout the year. Like, there will be, I had read that book, Profit First, and I read it in December, and I was like, really? Businesses are only set up, most even multi-million dollar businesses, many will only be able to withstand a month or not. Like, the cash flow, I think that we're all going to be reevaluating how we run businesses, how we do cash flow, how we set up our expenses. And I think all of that is really healthy and will be positive for the future. And we're really gonna appreciate your guidance on that as we move forward. And so there's a lot of shifts that are happening, even just an appreciation, like I started to say, of being in business, having people who have supported us. You know, I have a really dear friend who's a florist, and she's had her business for 15 years. And she is like, I am not going down without a fight. I mean, she's had to close her retail location, her coffee shop, and she has just been reinventing every single day as it changes and finding ways to support and pour her heart into her community and to find ways of getting flowers, if not flowers, plants, just to her people. And it's been really inspiring. And just the constant sense of appreciation that we have for everyone who is supporting small business right now and supporting creatives and artists. We can figure this out. We're going to keep figuring it out. So this will not be the last that you'll see of me or Claire. And we want to remind you to join Claire for the webinar tomorrow. I'm going to be trying to hop on at 2 p.m. Yeah, tomorrow is already Thursday. We're all kind of losing track of days. It's 2 p.m. Pacific time. I don't know if you can put a link into the comments. If not, when we, hopefully, fingers crossed, we can save this and load it into our IGTVs, and then we can definitely put a link in the bottom to join.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm gonna put it in right now.
Beforehand. I don't know if anybody has any questions. It's quiet. I know this is something I hope to change. I'm just gonna go on record as being in charge of your finances and your house of finance for your business personally. I know it's hard, believe me. There are so many times I don't want to look under the rug, but I've learned the lesson that it is, you feel more empowered when you do. And so that's the intention behind the message today, is you will want to resist it. It's normal. And you will feel really strong and empowered after you take steps to help yourself and your employees and your family. And just, it's unprecedented. There's never been this kind of resource available. And we just want to encourage you. I will also be looking at the PPPP and reach out to Claire if I need any help. But to go ahead and move on it now and take whatever extra time you may have and do something with it, because now's the time. And stay abreast of the changes that are happening. If you are, oh, awesome, we put the link in there. If you are able to, if you get into the system, that was really nice that once I was in the system, they actually reached out to me and gave me updates. So that is a really powerful thing, is that you will be in communication with the SBA. You know, there were resources there that I didn't know before. I really didn't think of them because I thought their guidelines I might not fit. You know, a lot of times we just automatically assume, oh, we don't fit, or we're not unemployment. Or Sean was learning today that some of the unemployment benefits are more than they have been in the past. So there can really be relief to get you through this, and just, you know, don't hesitate to fill it out. I think I've said it a bunch of times.
Don't fill it out. Don't hesitate to ask for help. Because I mean, again, if you do, for anyone who gets to the point where they freeze up and reach this point of overwhelm, that's where someone is out there willing to help you. And whether or not that person is me or somebody else, I mean, we are here, and this is a time of just being able to be of service to as many people as possible, paying clients or not. Like, it just, I just want everyone to be able to get through this, you know, and that's it. That's really it. So, you know, in whatever ways that translates to. And so tomorrow's, just a quick word about tomorrow's webinar. I'm partnering up with another client of mine who, so if I'm sort of the more tactical, like I do a lot of the tactical accounting stuff, she's like super, super high level. She really does help. She works, I mean, she's whip smart. It's amazing. But she's also my client, which is great. And we always joke around, if we had ever started a company together, that it would be pretty amazing. I'm kind of just like, maybe we should.
Maybe, but you will.
I mean, right. But she focuses on getting this, like, small businesses funded. And so she's really, really high level. She's really, really high level, like beyond what I can do. And I do that to a degree with my clients that are on retainer. But for folks who are just starting out, and trying to figure out what the scope of that world that they're creating with the business looks like. She's your person there. And then I'm the person that kind of just takes it on once the thing is actually running, more or less. She's amazing.
What's her name in case someone looks her up off of this?
Yeah, her name is Jill James.
Is she on Instagram as well?
She is, but I don't think she's on her business Instagram
side.
Business. Yeah, I think it's personal, but her company is SIF Industries, SIF Industries. She works with a lot of female founders. I've tossed many a client her way when they want really heavy financial projections that aren't really based on anything. And that's sort of where I'm like, all right, this goes above and beyond my jurisdiction. But Jill James is the person who can absolutely help. And so she's done a heavy amount of research and extended herself, because I know stuff too, but she's been, I think, living and breathing it since this thing was actually passed. And so she's like on the stock ticker version of all the changes. So we're teaming up tomorrow.
Claire said there will be a replay. So if you get this live, you can type down that link. I know it's a little cryptic and hard to grab. And then we're trying to post this in IGTV. So if you see this later, it will be there. And then you'll see Claire Van Hollen. That's where you want to reach out to Claire. And she has made herself available if you have questions. So definitely take her up on that. And, just hang in, everyone. If you have questions, what I was going to say is this can be fun. It really can be fun.
No, it really can be.
It can be empowering. You can have a Zoom party with your friends. You can have a glass of wine or have a cup of tea or have some Topo Chico sparkling water, my new favorite. And you could just make it fun and go through it together. That could also be helpful in terms of figuring out, what it means. Don't hesitate to type things into Google and wait, what is this? I found a net worth calculator that was available. So I just punched my numbers in. I'm like, oh, this seems about right. It was so great. So you
can
find any terms that you're unsure of, just type it in and someone will have created something amazing, because that is the cool part about the time that we live in, and you'll get help. So
yeah, quicker than we would have in the 90s or even
earlier. You can also print the papers out now and mail them. You can also do that. So you're not having to fill. I printed everything out for the small business loan and scanned it in, which a scanning app on the phone, if you don't know, is scannable. And that's been amazing when you're trying to, I sent in an entire tax return. And, you just hold it over the paper, it finds it, it turns it into a PDF. As someone who has been scanning since the 90s, maybe, love that app. So there are all kinds of great apps and things out there for you. So Claire, thank you.
Thank you. This was great. And if we want to do a follow-up, I'd be open to that too. We'll take that offline. But this is awesome. Thank you for having me.
Thank you, everyone, for joining us, and we'll be back soon, and we'll see you tomorrow, Claire. And all right, fingers crossed, I get to save this video. Otherwise, I'll find a way, and we'll get it up for you if you missed it live.
Bye, everybody.
Creative Thursday is recorded and produced by me, Marisa. You can find all things Creative Thursday at creativethursday.com and creativethursdaycourses.com. You can find all things Claire Van Holland at Claire, C-L-A-I-R-E, V-A-N-H-O-L-L-A-N-D on Instagram, and also at cvledger.com. So there you go. I hope that is helpful. I really cannot encourage you enough to reach out for help. These are really times like no other. So however you've been doing things in the past, it almost kind of doesn't exist any
anymore. It is a bit of a new normal. And by that, I mean, on a positive side, I find that a lot of people are just getting out of their own way a little bit more and getting out of whatever judgment might either keep them from asking for help or receiving help or supporting others or stepping up and just sharing more of their knowledge so generously. So all of that to say, take good care, stay healthy and well, and until next time, friends, thank you for listening.